The Paris thing is high in the news.
I saw it.
Right. Interesting column by Alsop this morning. Interesting column by Alsop this morning on wallowing in Watergate, which underpins what I have sensed about Dean, where he points out that the contradictions in the stories by Dean, his frantic effort to receive immunity at whatever cost, is an attitude being reflected amongst the Congress. And the general judgment of Dean's character in a negative way has been reached by many members of the Congress, which in many ways has already prejudged his testimony as not too relevant. And then he quotes one congressman to say, we'd all be crazy to want to draw any conclusions regarding the president, in this case, on evidence given by the likes of a man like that. And then also goes on to say that this is the judgment that he had gathered in a cross-section of the leadership of the Congress, which generally leads him to these conclusions about Dean. So I think by letting him run astray, he's discrediting himself in many ways.
I remember still Czar and so forth and so on. You've got to have all the questions.
Oh yeah, they're working on
the game planner when he does slap around. If he does, you've got to so on. You've got to remember that he used their big gun. In fact, there were the president's concern. And all these allegations, you've got to pick up every contradiction. Well,
Well, I think
it's, a lot of they just never would use it.
It's beginning to catch on.
That's right.
In other words, the excess of the on the part of the communications group in this town, particularly, is beginning to come back now into perhaps more normalcy than it had over the last months, certainly. And I feel very good about it. I think this week again will be a good week. The Brezhnev thing will be a good pattern. And
we have to realize that Watergate, this will be the week that we still have a little more chance of fall rather than Magruder.
Magruder and Dean are scheduled. So that's fine. That's a question on immunity.
I still have to make the decision. Problems like that, well, that would be used to me, but in the end, it's a cyber communication that he says it's used. You know, we've run it, they've cocked them so far, I can't get into the memory.
Comes out in the open, and we know what he's doing out in the open, which he's not there yet, then I think I agree totally. If he draws the sword, we draw it and win, and I don't think there'll be any problem about that because of the point I referred to earlier on the Alsop thing. Buchanan's played well today, too. He shoved it right up the Kraft Washington Post.
Where was he on? Top show or
something? No, he had a column in the New York Times. He pointed out the conclusion of the piece is let's knock it off the crafts in the Washington Post who suggest that there should be a coalition government who suggests that the bipartisan government should be shared by the liberal establishment who did not come close to fielding the team in 1972. And then he says at the end, he said, when the Kraft Post point of view can field a team that will achieve more than 9% of the vote in a Florida primary, then perhaps their point of view can be considered. In other words, he was making the point that who are these people who were totally rejected by the American people in 72, who they feel that now they should share in a government where there was a mandate of substantial proportion. And he pointed out that if it had not been for Watergate, Watergate didn't hurt the Democrats, Watergate hurt the Republicans, and that if it had not been for Watergate, President Nixon would have probably won by 65 to 35. So, this is a good case. Then the Agnew speech today, and the positive.
Where is he?
Motion. He's speaking, I don't know the exact time, but he's speaking at noon today, and he's going to list out the difficulties of the urban committee approach as it affects the court system and so forth. It's not going to take them on in a